Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Chris Gordy, Sports Talk 790 in Houston. Rockets, Blazers tonight, 6 o'clock on TNT. Rockets 2-0 in the bubble. Blazers 1-1. They were down big to the Celtics, came back, made it a game late. But Boston pulled away. They're fighting, obviously, for that 8-9 matchup to get in the postseason. And Chris joins us now. He's on Twitter, at Chris Gordy. Chris, thanks for hopping on with us here in Portland, man. I always appreciate the time. What do you make of the Rockets thus far? Huge win their first game and coming back, and then their second game beating the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah, I mean, it's been nothing short of impressive when you talk about a team that, you know, went before the whole shutdown and pause on the season. I mean, this is a team that was really struggling. You know, they were fortunate to get a win against Minnesota and grind it out in that last game before everything shut down. But they had lost several games in a row. They were dealing with injuries. James Harden was kind of banged up. Eric Gordon was dealing with a knee issue. So, I mean, they were really just not in good health. And, you know, the whole shutdown was kind of a blessing in disguise for them. It allowed them to get back healthy, allowed James Harden to kind of trim down, lose some weight, get back into better shape. And, man, Mike D'Antoni's system is really, really cooking on offense. Now, on defense, they've got their issues. But look, I'll say this: there's a thing such as, you know, called clutch time in the last 2 minutes of a game, and their defense has stepped up when it matters most, especially against Dallas and against Milwaukee. So, look, they're going to give up a lot, they're going to score a lot, but as long as they're playing that clutch time defense the last 2 minutes, they're going to win a lot more games.
Well, sounds like tonight's game might be 165-160 because we got a pretty similar team here in Portland. So I'm looking forward to that.
Dude, I was going to ask Chris, like, who's playing defense in the bubble? Everybody's getting to 120.
Well,
now,
didn't Harden come up with some big stops? Like, everybody criticizes his defense, man. And we love making fun of James Harden. I'm sure you guys love him in Houston, but he played great defensively late in that game against Milwaukee.
Yeah, look, I, and let's not get it wrong. I mean, nobody's going to confuse Harden with, you know, Gary Payton or something like that. But he is much better defensively than he gets credit for, especially down in the post. He has gone against some big men time and time again and been able to hold his own. And I think he kind of took that personal with Giannis Antetokounmpo after the All-Star game, saying, oh, we were looking for whoever Harden was covering and that sort of thing. But he's actually pretty good. And he's pesky. He'll get his hands in there. He'll swat the ball away. So, yeah, I think kind of an underrated defensive guy. Again, not for a whole game, but in spot moments, he can play good defense. And that's what we've seen down the stretch in both these games, especially the other night. I mean, he's one-on-one against Giannis. He forces Giannis to pass the ball, and it goes right into the hands of a Rockets defender. So, it is what his game is what it is. It's so funny. Somebody brought to me the other day and said, people always bitch and moan about what Harden does, you know, defensively. Why do we just ignore his offense and how special he is on offense? It's like, hey, that's a whole other part of his game that's special.
Right,
so
right.
It's just so funny. But people pick and choose what they want to complain about.
Yeah, Chris Gordy, Sports Talk 790 Radio over there in Houston is our guest here. Blazers Rockets tonight, 6 o'clock on TNT. Look, I say this mostly joking, but at this point I've seen so many bubble games that I think the NBA is going to be very weird come postseason time. You don't get the big crowd reactions that you normally do. Home court is irrelevant. You're seeing teams play so much better or so much worse than what you expect. It could be an odd year. So are we looking at a Western Conference Finals preview tonight?
It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, look, I thought you guys were going to pull off the comeback against Boston the other night.
God,
that was
close.
A heck of a comeback,
yeah.
Heck of a game. But it just shows how hungry these teams are. And kudos to the NBA for, you know, it would have been easy to just go, we're going to go top eight teams in the East and the West, and that's it. Kudos to them for bringing in the Pelicans, bringing in the Spurs, and the Grizzlies and all these other teams and letting them battle it out. And, you know, look, you guys got a little help last night with the Pelicans knocking off the Grizzlies, but this is going to be a heck of a fight. And so, yeah, I mean, when you talk about this game tonight, this is a big, big game for Portland. For Houston, it doesn't mean much. I mean, I know they just got into the fourth spot, but I was talking with somebody today. Does it really matter if you're 4, 5, 6? I mean, you know, if you're Houston and you're hosting Utah, or it's Utah hosting Houston, it's not going to matter because there is no home court advantage. And you know, somebody was talking about Denver. Are they as scary without the mile high altitude? You know, they're still really good, but that is a big part of having to go play road games in Denver. So it is interesting with no fans and no home court advantage. You know, it's just about punching your ticket. And so, yeah, that's why tonight I would expect – I wonder if the Rockets almost see this as a letdown game. Man, two huge wins over the Mavericks and the Bucks, the best team in the East and all this. I wonder if they look at this game tonight and let their guard down a little bit, and maybe Portland, if they're the hungrier team, could take advantage.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, it just basically comes down to seeding and who you want to play. If there's a certain matchup, maybe you win or lose a game late to try and get to a certain spot or avoid somebody in the second round. You know, I think the thing about Houston that is so fascinating and why a lot of folks maybe thought they could be a dark horse here is just the style they play in the smaller lineup. It's just unique. You don't see it very often in the NBA, and obviously so far working through two games. How do you see that playing out tonight? I mean, Portland announced they're still going with Nurkic and Collins at the 4 and the 5, so they're going to stay with their bigger lineup, a traditional power forward and a traditional center. How has Houston fared rebounding defensively? Just how do you see that matchup playing with a team that's not going to go small ball with them?
Well, I mean, what's amazing what they did the other night against Milwaukee. Yeah. I mean, you get out-rebounded by 30-plus, and you still find a way to win the game. Portland's going to have the size, no doubt. I mean, you got the big man advantage. You're going to pull down more rebounds. You're going to get more second chance opportunities and put back shots. The key is simply going to be defending Houston on the perimeter. I mean, they have shown they are going to jack up threes as much as anybody, and you know they'll trade twos for threes all day. I mean, if Portland wants to live in the paint and eat away with their big men, well, Rockets are going to knock down threes in transition on the other end. So that's really what it comes down to. I mean, the other night they hit 21 threes against Milwaukee. If they're struggling at all from three tonight and they go cold, man, if I'm Portland, I just keep packing the paint and I keep pounding it down low and scoring at will, because look, PJ Tucker is a great defender, but he got beat up in those games when they went small ball the handful of games before the shutdown. Mm-hmm. He was getting beat up and pushed around by some of those big men. So I would not be surprised if Nurkic went to work tonight.
Chris, who do you guys hate in the NBA? Like, who is the Rockets' foe when you look around the landscape? Because I'll be honest with you, man, we hate Houston here, and that's look, that's not against the actual city. It's just the James Harden can frustrate people. You mentioned his offensive ability. I think it's out of this world. But
well, Westbrook and Dame have a bit of a
Westbrook
history.
And Dame have the history of what happened last year. I think tonight you talk about letting the guard down. I think that's possible given how big the two wins are for Houston and how they're seated in that four slot. But I could see Portland getting this a little chippy, maybe engaging Houston and making this a great game. Who do the Rockets hate in the NBA?
I mean, for the longest, it was the Warriors, right? Because the Rockets were, Daryl Morey assembled a team that basically was, you know, as good or, you know, good enough to go toe-to-toe with the Warriors, but could never get over the hump. I had so many people always telling me, oh, Rockets stink because they lost to the Warriors. I'm like, oh, you mean the greatest team ever assembled with Hall of Famers? Like you can't hold them to that standard and say, oh, you're not as good as the Warriors. Nobody's better than the Warriors. But with everything kind of broken up now, Durant gone from Golden State, obviously with all their injuries, and they're not even in the bubble, I don't know. It's a good question. I mean, I think Dallas being a division rival, mm-hmm. You know, and seeing what they're becoming with their new duo of Porzingis and the Doncic. But, you know, the Spurs, I think they still hate them. There's still no love lost between them. But, yeah, it does feel like there should be a rivalry between Portland, because these teams are always super competitive when they meet up. There's still that bad taste in their mouth how Portland ended their season in the playoffs a couple years ago with Dwight Howard and at Chandler Parsons when Damian Lillard hit that shot, it feels like there should be a little bit more rivalry between these two.
Yeah, it feels like we're all losing a villain, not having Golden State there. It's both nice and kind of sad at the same time because you miss having that one team that everybody can hate together. What's the latest on Eric Gordon? That was a pretty nasty ankle roll, losing 15 points per game. Have we heard anything just on how he's doing, how he's rehabbing?
Yeah, they say he's doing well. Mike D'Antoni, we talked to him yesterday. He said, you know, there's no timeline, but they're thinking somewhere around at least the start of the playoffs, if not maybe a game or two before, just to maybe get his legs back under him. But what's an interesting thing to watch, this will be something interesting to watch tonight, is Daniel House for the Rockets has really stepped up his game. He's knocking down threes. He's defending well. He's a guy who's kind of benefited from the Eric Gordon injury. I know they don't play the same position, but watch how Daniel House plays tonight. It'll be interesting to see because he's had two really good games so far in the resumption. And, you know, it's going to make a tough decision for Mike D'Antoni. When Eric Gordon does get back, you know, presumably you bring him off the bench to start. But he's a guy who, you know, is making big money. He deserves to be in the starting lineup if he's fully healthy. But I just think the way Daniel House is playing right now, you have to bring Eric Gordon off the bench when he does come back.
Yeah, Sports Talk 790. Chris Gordy is our guest here as the Rockets and the Blazers get ready to play tonight, 6 o'clock on TNT. Has it surprised you at all how well it appears to have worked since they went to the small ball lineup? Obviously, they had that break with the COVID scare and then now with the bubble. Has it surprised you in any way of how well it's been working with Harden and Westbrook?
No, because when they first acquired Westbrook, that's what everybody was like, oh, how are they going to work? Two ball hawks. How do they play together? And a lot of people discounted, well, they did play together when they were in OKC. Yeah, Harden was the sixth man coming off the bench, but they played heavy minutes with one another. And, you know, they wanted to be together. They wanted to make this work. So we didn't really have any doubt that they would work well together. It's just, it's really been impressive, though, how they're both getting their own. I mean, you look at the box score every night after a game, you're like, God, they both got their own with rebounds, assists, points. I mean, they're both just filling up the stat sheet with each other. So, no, it's worked really well. And, you know, dare I say it's probably worked even a little bit better than the Chris Paul-James Harden duo. They weren't bad together. They worked well, but the Westbrook combo with Harden just works a little bit better now. I would rather Chris Paul's three-point shooting over Russell Westbrook, but fortunately for Westbrook, he's only taken about two or three a game lately, so needs to keep those low. He is not a three-point shooter, and that's really an unfortunate quality in this Mike D'Antoni offense where you feel like all five men at the court at any time should be able to pull up from three.
Yeah. What's your call? You think Portland gets the win tonight because maybe Houston just had, you know, a comeback win, a big win over the Bucks? What's your call for tonight?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm just thinking Portland's a hungrier team, right? I mean, they fought back against Boston the other night and come up short. I just feel like there's so much on the line here with Memphis losing last night. You know, we'll see what San Antonio does these next couple games. But I feel like Portland's a hungrier team, and I think a lot of people want to see Portland. And I know ESPN probably, they want the Zion versus Lakers first-round matchup. But, man, come on. I mean, Lillard and McCollum first round against the Lakers, that would be just as exciting. So I think Portland is the hungry team tonight, and I think Houston has a little bit of a letdown.
Well, hopefully it's a close game, and your results are right, that Portland can get that win much needed if they want to get that 8 seed. Chris Gordy, Sports Talk 790 in Houston, our guest here to talk Rockets, Blazers. Chris, we always appreciate the time up here in Portland, my man, so thanks for hopping on with us.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.